The House has taken a major step towards making it harder for consumers to erase bad debt by filing for bankruptcy. A similar measure was approved by Congress last year, but was vetoed by President Clinton. Lawmakers, by a wide margin yesterday, voted to approve the latest version of bankruptcy reform legislation. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The proposed revision to the bankruptcy laws comes even as banks and credit card companies continue to bombard consumers with offers for credit, a record 2.5 billion mail solicitations through the third quarter of last year. Under current law, individuals have in some cases been able to file for bankruptcy while having their debts erased. But under legislation that sailed through the House yesterday, many more would now be forced to repay debt. Supporters say bankruptcy reform is needed to curb abuses they say have led to higher interest rates for all consumers. The legislation would require that debtors found to have the ability to repay a quarter of what they owe over 5 years be forced to reorganize rather than have debt wiped out. It would also limit repeat bankruptcy filings. But opponents of the legislation claim it would unduly hurt those families hit by sudden job loss or unexpected medical bills. If the legislation does win approval, it's likely President Bush will sign it. Banks and retail credit companies were big political donors in the last election. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed a similar bill on Wednesday, which was sent on to the full Senate. The push to fast-track the legislation actually comes at a time personal bankruptcies are falling, from a peak of 1.4 million in 1998 to around 1.2 million last year. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.